The Chiefs at 6-0, trying to get a seventh win. Shotgun snap to Smith. Slam, it's caught by Bow. He's upended, but hangs on to the ball. They bring McGrath into block. Hand off Charles. All right, time wide open. Touchdown, Kansas City. Jamal Charles gets another rushing touchdown. Alex Smith, play action fake. Bootleg right. Great block by Fisher. Smith loads up. Goes right side. Caught by Avery. And he's spun to the ground at the Texan 25. Keenum takes the snap. Here comes another blitz, and Keenum 10. He fumbles the ball. Justin Houston explodes. Keenum gets sacked by Tom Mahaly, who came untouched and destroys Keenum for the fourth sack by the Chiefs. Keenum back at his own five. Yes. Under pressure. Hawley's got it from behind. The ball's fumbled. Picked up by the Chiefs. Derek Johnson down at the one-yard line. The Kansas City Chiefs are headed to 7-0. And listen to the best crowd in the National Football League.
Great job. Alan, get in here, baby. This is number 500 for him. He started when he's like two.
Family on three.
Woo!
Right, one, two, three.
Family! 60 minutes, man. We at home, man. We got to bring it.
One play at a time, one game at a time, all day.
Come on, baby. We got to get in there.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to this edition of Hy-Vee Chiefs Insider featuring the only unbeaten team left in the National Football League, the 7-0 Kansas City Chiefs. But now the Chiefs have to defend the home turf again, this time against the potentially explosive Cleveland Browns. We'll get you ready for the Browns game as we'll go back to last week's win over Houston, but this time we'll do it under the helmet with the sound of Derek Johnson. You'll see sacks, you'll see pressure, you'll see the NFL's best defense. And I'll chat with offensive coordinator Doug Peterson. He'll talk about the Chiefs' vast improvement on third down last week, and I'll ask him about the youngest offensive line in the league and how they are moving forward. Plus, we'll take a look at the off-season life of Chiefs Pro Bowl safety Eric Berry. It might not be as relaxing as you think. But before all of that, let's go under the helmet with Chiefs defensive captain, Derek Johnson.
The confidence level that we have, knowing that we can stop a team from getting in the end zone, we really pride ourselves off of not letting the team score a touchdown.
Low and tough right here, low and tough. We got it.
When you get closer to the end zone against the Chiefs, it gets harder.
Let's go!
I try to remind the guys, especially our big guys up front,
knock them back.
They're the key to the whole operation. And if they do good, we do good.
10:27 to go, third quarter, 14-10 Chiefs. That lead is in peril.
Everybody lined up on the line, me and Kendrick. We're the only guys lined up behind the lineman. And usually I'm to the tight end side and he's away from it.
Gets it, he's hit on the backfield and loses yardage.
But this time I let him get to the long side and I knew they was going to run the ball. So we started anticipating and running up to the line and we both shot the gaps. But he got there first and had a big play, man. He looked like a linebacker in there. So I was real proud of him.
Let me go to the long side. Yeah. Oh, I wanted that.
I thought that was DJ sticking right there, boy. I see that nigga red mountain. That was DJ. I see you still celebrating. Not my dog. Okay.
Well, Bob Sutton's defense is great. It's very exotic. We drop eight at times, but we bring eight at times. It's an attacking style defense, and I'm having the most fun I've had in 9 years. I'm doing all kind of stuff I did when I was a rookie, blitzing up the middle, blitzing on the sides, covering tight ends, covering running backs, receivers at times. Gary Gibbs is a guy that's very smart. He's very passionate about what he does. He's been our linebacker coach for a while now. If I see certain things on the field, I will tell him, but we'll make certain adjustments to get things done on the field. It's kind of like a quiet assassin, not talking much, and then when he knows when we need to make an adjustment during the game, He makes it, he tells Bob.
Practice on three, 1, 2, 3, yeah.
It's just a great working relationship, the defensive staff and the players. It just gives everybody opportunity to make a play, make a sack, get an interception.
I don't score, I don't win.
And we got a lot of guys on defense that are very hungry and trying to eat, so it's a lot of food out there to eat.
Hey! Hey!
Reduce, reduce, reduce.
Hey!
I am the signal caller. I have a mic in my helmet. The coach talks to me before the play and after the play. I have to get everybody lined up, have to call the calls here at Arrowhead.
It's loud out there.
When I get the call in my helmet, I have to do signals with my hands to the other defensive players because you can't hear anything. It's so loud, and that's an advantage for the defense. But after giving the signal call, everybody lined up, make an adjustment, and play ball after that. It can be kind of tough at times to multitask like that, but I've gotten used to it, and they put me the man in the middle with the mic, so it's a good opportunity. Case Keenum is a scrappy quarterback. He's a young quarterback that's trying to find his way. He did a good job. He tried to run the ball. Me and him met up in the hole, and he's a lot smaller than me, so I just took advantage of that. Football is all about adjustments. During halftime, we made big adjustments, listened to the coaches, executed the defense. In fourth quarter, we went after the quarterback.
Under pressure, snapped his sack at the 25. Keenum gets sacked by Tamahali, who came untouched. Lets it, Keenum 10, he fumbles the ball.
Having Tamahali and Justin Houston on each side, that's a dream. But we don't always have to blitz. You don't have to sell out and bring everybody to get to the quarterback. Tom is a guy that's very savvy and very passionate and fierce when he's going to the quarterback. And we know if we can get Justin Houston and Tamba Ali rushing the passer in the fourth quarter when the game's on the line, we're good to go. So I was just ready to pick up the ball, really. You know, I was just waiting for them to hit the quarterback.
Keenum back at his own five. Under pressure. Holley's got it from behind. The ball's picked up by the Chiefs. Derek Johnson down at the 1 yard line.
It was good. I actually fell on the 6 inches short, so you know, so they wouldn't get the ball back and try to score. So I actually did that on purpose. The vibes were great. Andy Reid is the leader of that. I mean, he came in there hooping and hollering, and we was chanting his name. This team has a lot of character. We're very focused on what we need to do for this season, preparation during the week, going to Sunday. And right after that, enjoying it on Sunday night. Monday, get back to it. It's just a grind for us during this time, but we're having fun at the same time. We're having fun playing a game that you love. It's easy.
Let's go, baby!
You have to go into the week like every other week. No game's different. Each game gets bigger. Our main focus is to be 8-0 this week. We're going to break it down right after practice every time. Hey, 8-0, guys. Remember the focus. It's amazing the preparation we go through on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday just to get a win. And we're not tired. We're not satisfied. That's the main thing. And our confidence level gets better and better each game. We don't care if it's a scrappy win or 1-point win. We just want to win.
You know, they're just so passionate about the team and how we do. You know, everywhere you go around here, if somebody recognizes you, they're just so happy, so supportive. And when you go to the stadium, it's just so loud. Everybody's so excited. They're so hard on the other teams. The fans are just great. They just make everything about the city and team better.
Chiefs Insider is brought to you by Sprint, the official wireless service provider of the Kansas City Chiefs. By Truman Medical Center, TMC and the Chiefs partners for a healthy community. Hy-Vee, a helpful smile in every aisle. And by the Chiefs Tailgate Party, presented by Bud Light. Get your tickets today at primesport.com/Chiefs. Don't go away, because when we come back, we'll have an exclusive interview with offensive coordinator Doug Peterson. And our KCChiefs.com reporter Rachel Sanchi will bring you the focus points to bring you into this week's matchup with the Cleveland Browns.
Chiefs win again. They don't blow anyone out. It isn't spectacular fashion, but win and advance. The Kansas City Chiefs are the only undefeated team in the NFL, and they have sole possession of first place in the AFC West. And we'll welcome in Derek Johnson. He joins us here in the program right now. DJ, how you doing, man?
Doing great. We're having fun. Right. Every week we're having fun. We've been getting better each game. We believe in our system. We believe in the coaches. Our confidence level is up. And when you have confidence in this league, you can do some good things.
For only the second time in franchise history, the Chiefs are 7-0 and sit alone atop the AFC West. This week, the 3-4 Cleveland Browns come to town. And after losing 2 in a row, they're hungry for a win before their playoff chances disappear for good. Here are the 3 points to focus on this week. First, continuing to be a threat on defense. The Chiefs' aggressive pass rush has fueled them to a league-leading 35 sacks through 7 games, led by Justin Houston and Tom Bahali, with 10 and 9 sacks respectively. Meanwhile, the Browns have the second most sacks allowed in the league with 27. Cleveland's shaky offensive line versus the Chiefs' pass rush will be an interesting matchup to watch on Sunday. Second, Cleveland's quarterback situation. Quarterback injuries have plagued the Browns so far this season, sending Brandon Weeden to the bench in Week 2 and ending Brian Hoyer's season in Week 5. Hoyer had propelled the Browns to 2 impressive victories in Weeks 3 and 4 before tearing his ACL against the Bills. Since returning to the starting role, Brandon Weeden has struggled, and the Browns have now fallen to 0-4 on the season with Weeden as starter. The Browns will come to Kansas City this week with yet another starting quarterback, 9-year journeyman Jason Campbell. Head coach Rob Dyrdzinski announced earlier this week that Campbell will be the starter moving forward. And finally, stopping the Browns' return game. Cleveland is ranked 4th in the league in both kickoff return and punt return yards this season. Star returner Travis Benjamin has raked up 246 yards on punt returns through 7 weeks and even had an 86-yard kickoff return last Sunday. The Chiefs won't be underestimating the Browns' returner, as it was his 93-yard punt return for a touchdown that put the Browns on top for good when the two teams met in 2012. With an intriguing matchup for the Chiefs on defense, a shaky Cleveland quarterback situation, and a battle between two of the league's best special teams units, it looks like there are a lot of storylines to watch for in this week's game.
First down, goal to go for Kansas City at the Raiders 7. Draw play, Charles, it's at the 5, dragging 2 Raiders into the end zone! Touchdown, Kansas City! Jamal Charles on a quick handoff up the middle for 7.
Doug, I want to ask you about third downs. You converted 7 of them, all big, in the win last week. What about the improvement in third down efficiency?
Yeah, you know, as you know, the last couple of weeks we've struggled in our third down efficiency and converting on third downs. And you know, we kind of made it a point of emphasis during the week. We challenged our guys to you know, hey, we're going to have to put you in different spots. We're going to have to move Dex around a little bit. We're going to have to move Dwayne around and open up some throwing lanes inside, put some bigger targets. It helped having Anthony Pizzano back just a little bit. You know, the key to third down is what you do on first and second down. And we were able to stay kind of ahead of the chains, so to speak, and have more manageable third down situations that helped us stay on the field as an offense.
I want to ask you about the offensive line. It's the youngest in the NFL. We've talked about that, but it's almost like watching your kids grow up. I see it's something different every week. What about this O-line? Where is it at?
I tell you, the offensive line, they're the heart and soul of the offense, really. You know, everything starts with them up front, and we challenge them each week going forward, and they've done an excellent job. They've battled through some injury early in the season. We're back to full strength. Guys are going to be nicked up this time of year. It starts with Rodney Hudson in the middle. He's done a phenomenal job. This past week, they went up against a pretty good front and did a nice job, you know, and kept Alex relatively clean and gave him some nice throwing lanes. But they keep getting better. It is a young group. We keep throwing as much as we can at them. Coach Heck does a wonderful job, you know, getting those guys ready to play, and look forward to another battle against Cleveland Sunday.
Got to ask you about the Cleveland Browns. They've kind of got this Dick LeBeau scheme now. It's kind of what they have approached it, and they've changed things around. What do you see from their front? Let's start with their front.
Their front is a big, stout front. I mean, this really starts with those three down guys. And you know, DeQuell Jackson, the middle linebacker, he sets everything up there. And Kruger came over from Baltimore as a big free agent pickup for him. And you know, he's done a nice job on the edge. And, you know, Mingo, a draft pick who's a speed rush guy, you know, comes in on third downs. I mean, they've got some pieces there. Their safeties, I mean, you look at T.J. Ward and Gibson, and these guys are in, they're creating 8 and 9 man fronts just because these safeties are so aggressive, and then they're doing a nice job with it, you know. And Ray's got them playing fast. He's going to play them really fast. They're one of the top defenses right now in the NFL, and especially in the AFC. And, you know, it's another challenge for us.
When we return, you'll see what makes Eric Berry one of the most high-character players in the NFL, as our award-winning 65 TPT cameras spent a day at one of his many youth football camps. Welcome back to Hy-Vee, Chiefs Insider. Since Eric Berry was drafted fifth overall in the 2010 draft, he's really added to his resume. Over 200 tackles, two pick sixes, including one this year, and two Pro Bowls. But that doesn't mean Eric isn't busy off the field as well. The Georgia native has his Eric Berry Foundation. And what does the foundation do? Well, let's take a look at Eric Berry's offseason.
All right, man, we're going to have a lot of fun today, man. I want y'all running around, having fun, working hard. That's the biggest thing. I'm very pleased and very happy that you guys came out here today. I hope you get something from this camp. You will get something from this camp. But the biggest thing I want y'all to get is to finish. Finish whatever you do. You know what I'm saying? So work hard, have fun, and we're going to finish everything at the end of the day. Y'all ready?
Yeah.
Y'all ready?
Yeah.
Y'all ready?
Yeah.
All right. This camp, speed and agility camp, this is my second time doing it in Kansas City. I've been doing them since my rookie year. You know, we have a lot of fun. It's very high energy. The biggest thing is just them going at everything full speed, getting the full experience. You know, just a little snippet of kind of how I train a little bit and just learn some of the techniques. And I think the kids always leave with at least one or two things that they can take home. Good feet, good feet, good feet. Hey, it's very important that when you get to this last box, you sprint out to that cone. That's how you make plays. That's how you get interceptions. That's how you make tackles. That's how you make touchdowns. Push each other through the drill. It's going to be a long day, but get your work in. Let's go. Grind hard on three. Grind hard on three. One, two, three. Go! I'm going to work the ladder drills because I'm the most athletic out of the coaches, and none of them can really do the ladder drills, so I'll be showing the kids how to do that. Turn and get to the cone. Turn and get to the cone. As long as they're smiling, bro, I'm good, you know? I mean, some kids, you know, they might not grasp the drills as much, or they might not understand what's going on, but as long as they have fun and they, you know, they just have a smile on their face, at the end of the day, I'm happy, you know? That's what feeds me, you know, seeing them happy, so it's always a plus. My dad's section is pretty serious. He's like almost like a drill sergeant when he does his.
Finish strong. There you go. Just control your body and start moving your arms. Everything's going to work together. You'll work past everything. Finish the drill, baby. Finish the drill.
Here's some more of that.
He's being on three.
One, two, three.
Hey.
You ain't ready. You ready? You ready? And how you feel?
Good.
How you feel?
Good.
How you feel?
Good.
One time. Three time. Two time. All right, you might be ready. Y'all might be ready, I don't know. If I had a camp like this growing up, like I would have had so much fun, you know, just being able to do some stuff like this and just get out here on the field. And the biggest thing, I think they'll just have fun doing it. And I mean, I could do a lot of things, but I love football and I love dealing with kids, so it is what it is. Finish strong. Finish strong in everything you do. You might mess up. You might fall down. You might knock something down. But finish strong on everything you do, all right? You got to keep working. You got to keep building it into a craft, dog. Every day. Every day. Grind hard on three. Grind hard on three. One, two, three. Let's go.
Thanks for joining us on this week's show. The Chiefs will try to stay undefeated and go 8-0 against a Cleveland Brown team that has some big play potential, including their great kick returner, Travis Benjamin. Next week, our 65 TPT crew will get you ready for a place that has not been kind to Kansas City, Buffalo. And yes, a lot of Chiefs fans remember an AFC championship loss there. Let me just put it this way. The Chiefs haven't won in Buffalo since 1986. But we'll get you ready to break that streak. Right here on Hy-Vee Chiefs Insider. Chiefs Insider is brought to you by Sprint, the official wireless service provider of the Kansas City Chiefs. By Truman Medical Center, TMC and the Chiefs partners for a healthy community. Hy-Vee, a helpful smile in every aisle. And by the Chiefs Tailgate Party, presented by Bud Light. Get your tickets today at primesport.com/Chiefs.
Trap.